The four thoughts that turn the mind away from samsara. Dagida jor tenzang di shine yang yang ye kawe. Dare lame kunzangi gopon rute shandonja. Date rinchen ludi yang shira duki dradangwe. Namshi nepar midaye darshan mita sudita korwe nedega kekyan tewe goka mashipe sipe de la mita war nyanyan de pe lambuzu dajo ludi danden chil. Yon mondu su mi gepon, gewele la be pake, gosum dam si dom hasu. As this excellent body of mind, lesion and endowments will be difficult to obtain repeatedly in the future, right now I'll accomplish the state of the unsurpassed Amantabhadra to meaningfully benefit others. Also, it is not certain when the eightfold enemy of his present precious body, the Mara of death, will arrive. I and other beings are impermanent, the time of death being uncertain. Since there is no opportunity for happiness forever, one is born in samsara, and since the happy existence was never seen, I will enter the path of nirvana. In order for this body of leisure and wealth to possess meaning, I will abandon virtuous poisonous afflictions, develop diligence and virtuous actions, and protect the vows and commitments of the three doors. From now until attainment of unsurpassed awakening, I and all the sentient beings equal to space go for refuge to the Guru, source of all blessings. We go for refuge to Yidam, bestowers, supreme city. We go for refuge to Dakini, dispeller of all obstacles. We go for refuge to the Buddha, the first among humans. We go for refuge to the sublime Dharma, peaceful and free from attachment. We go for refuge to the Dharma, supreme field of accumulation. We go for refuge to the Dharmapala, masters of activity. Going for refuge. Namo Daksha Nam Ke Nyam Pe Sam Che Nam Du Di Ne Zung La Me Jan Chu Ba Jin La Pin Jung La Ma La Kya Chi Nyo Du Tsu Su Yi Ram La Kya Chi Ba Cho Kim Ser Kan Ro La Kya Chi Kani sovo sange la kyapchi, chiva chadra damcho la kyapchi, soki shincho gendu na kyapchi, rinne nyada chokyo la kyapchi. Namo dakshe namke nyampe samche nam, yudhi ne song la me jancho ba. Jinna kunjung lama la kyapchi, nyodu sursu yidam la kyapchi, vashu kunse kandro la kyapchi, kani sovo sangye la kyapchi, jiva chadra damcho la kyapchi, soki shincho gendu la kyapchi, pinne nyada chokyong la generating bodhicitta. Kurve samchen dunya dandrashin deva chola nyampa nelaga kumla tanyom nyampe samchodi janchu nimpo toche dagi dagi roro samchen kundanchi Sange gopan te de topaja, vishirosa doje nimpolam, dame chudi rabbe sonmani. May all sentient beings of samsara be free from suffering, be joyful and truly abide in supreme happiness. We generate the supreme mind impartial toward all in order to attain a heart awakening. In order that we may fully benefit the beings of the six realms, we must attain the stage of Buddhahood in this very lifetime. Therefore, we'll be very diligent in this unsurpassed teaching, the path to luminous Dhyaya Vajra essence. May all sentient beings in samsara be free from suffering, be joyful and truly abide in supreme happiness. Regenerate the supreme mind, impartial toward all, in order to attain the heart of awakening. In order that we may fully benefit the beings of the six realms, we must attain the stage of Buddhahood in this very lifetime. Therefore, we'll be very diligent in this unsurpassed teaching, the path of the luminously clear Vajra essence. Vajrasattva. Om Benda Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Benda Sato Tueno Patishta Diro Mema Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurato Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chidam Shriyam Guru Ahaho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Benda Mame Muncha Bende Bhava Mahasamaya Sato Om Benda Sato Samaya Manu Balaya Benda Sato Tveno Patishta Dido Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anuratto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayancham sarva karma sucha me chidam shriyam kuruham Ahaho Bhagavan sarva tathagata vendra mame muncha vendre bhava ma samaya sattoha Om Benda Sato Samaya Manu Balaya Benda Sato Tveno Patishta Diro Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anuratto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayata Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chidam Shriyam Guru Ahaho Bhagavan Sarvatatta gata vendra mame muncha vendre bhava maha samaya sato Om benda sato va, om benda sato va, om benda sato va. Short mandala offering. Sachi bhuchu juching metotram Vira vingshi nide gyampadi Sange zingla minde kurvai Roku namda shindu chupa shu Om Guru Deva Dakini Ratna Mandala Pratisha Swaha His brown is moist with scented water, arranged with flowers and adorned with Sumeru, four continents and a sun and moon. Offering the visualized Buddha field, may all my waiting beings take birth in the pure Buddha realm. Om Guru Deva Dakini Ratna Mandala Praticha Swaha. Guru Yoga Accumulation. Om Ahum. Rangri kara zingam surandanga me purana Ransa sawe la mala dai dungwe suwande Jalu rupa jindilo Om Ahum. In the Buddha field of one's own origin of pure awareness, in the palace of unceasing in radiance, is one's own vibrant energy, the root guru, through my supplicate with devoted mind, bless me to accomplish rainbow body. Om Ahum. In the Buddha field of one's own origin of pure awareness, in a palace of unceasing inner radiance, is one's own vibrant energy, the root guru, through my supplicate with devoted mind, bless me to accomplish rainbow body.
Well, So again, today we meet again for this precious meeting. So today again is a special day. If you remember, we are in the fourth Tibetan lunar month, the Sakadava, and currently it's the eighth day. So the eighth day in the fourth month, the Sakadava. And this is the day, the eighth day, where our precious teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni, took ordination. So again, that's a very special day in this special month of Sakadava. So as was announced already last time, so it's this special month, and we introduced last time in the significance and meaning of Sakadava. Dawa means month, and Saka, that's according to Tibetan astrology in relation to the stars and astrological signs. So it's this special constellation. And today again, we have the 8th day in this month. And then obviously there's going to be in a week, the full moon, that's going to be the 15th. So that's again a very special celebration where special activities of Buddha are celebrated. There's different ways of counting these special days within Saka Dawa. Sometimes we talk about 3, sometimes we talk about an accumulation of 4 or even 5.
Ota cheba je tela ngaran so ta kawa ena tene ta ta thoma tu gurba ta pe ta ta ne meba so lega so gurba ota ten so ena tene cheda na tene ta na tu bia da tene zakar ma tene ta gurba ena ya tene cheba je tela tene zakar ma ta gu ma re zakar zakar tearan sanji tene rab de so ne chudi nanda ga thong da tene korang rang ota rank ticks here, Jada, Sanji Gadan, Zenan Yurva. What they ended on it, Chiba Jeda, but to be a loss of this, I come at Mugova today. They tang answer, just what you and you team by an iron yanji toss, we are today and Zakamata Mugova. Chiba Jeda did that Zakasuta, Chiba Jeda, that Sanji get the change of labor in this honor, that Chiba Jacadu and degree.
So generally when we talk about taking ordination or in general cutting hairs, it says it would be good if we do this in accordance with astrology. But since on this 8th day, in this 4th month, on the 8th astrological day of the rising moon, Buddha took ordination actually. He took ordination in front of the Namdak Stupa, the completely pure stupa. It's also, by the way, one of the 12 activities of the Bhagavan Buddha Shakyamuni. So it is said that whenever we want to cut hair on the eighth day, we don't have to look specifically at the correlation and the constellation of the stars, because this is a particularly blessed day, blessed by the Buddha's activity, where he took ordination himself.
Tanda nyingma gatini mewa kenchi chutin wo zo kongu da tada sungu do da cheba jela tini kadu na ta to na nigiri zaka ma ta go mare da cheba jela ta to kuri tada sungu do.
So generally when one would cut hair or in the context of taking ordination, it's important to ask a teacher or a lama. But according to our own Nyingma tradition and one of the famous kempos, according to Thubten Erzer, he made this famous statement that on the 8th day, we don't have to look particularly on other constellations. So it's a fine day by itself.
Then that year got 90 loss of that, the ones in Seattle, Sanji and Zenon Yuba, or that ten of Tin and Corvala. The Tok John, Tok Nibar Johnny, then Chem the Cheme Bata, Rab the Shuma Gadanida, Ninjon Gada, Casa Gumba, Yalane, then Chudin on that room, then Yijibota, Nijisan, Rab the Shomus, that year to swim by his running in.
So again, this special day where our teacher, the precious Buddha Shakyamuni, it was on this 8th day where he took ordination, where he realized that all of samsara, all this is without true essence, without true meaning. He had a deep insight in the sufferings of being born, old age, sickness and death, and realized that all these compounded phenomena are without truly established essence. And based on that, he gave rise to the enlightened intention of deep renunciation. And then took ordination, cut his hair in front of the completely pure stupa.
Zambo Ti Tola Sanji tene tene tsu tela ta chenje la be ge tene tsepa je tsepa la bor ta tsepa kyo ma ta san ji ta tsu de chenje la ba ta tene se ne tene ma sa ga da wa de tene dira da ge wa ti ba ga re se ne se pen jor chim bo im ba ta jum se tene im ba re is
So it is generally we can say it is in this month where the Buddha commenced his special activities, like on the 8th month, as we just discussed, and then also, sorry, on the 8th date of the 4th lunar month of Sakadava, then obviously on the 15th, the full moon. So these are, during this time of Sakadava, specially blessed times, because they are blessed by the activities of Bhagavan Buddha Shakyamuni. So henceforth, as we heard last time, it is that in this time also, all our accumulation of be it wholesome or unwholesome deeds, virtue or non-virtue, is greatly multiplied in whatever direction. So that's in relation to the time. So that's a very special time blessed by the Buddha. But then we also can talk about special places, places which are blessed by the Bhagavan Buddha or by Gurumche. So we can have we have both actually, the blessing of space and the blessing of time. So then we also have traditionally known the 10th day in the lunar month, any lunar month, it is usually celebrated as a Gurumche day. So because this day is particularly blessed by the enlightened activities of Gurumche, so there will be in terms of the time frame, the 10th lunar month according to the Tibetan astrology. And then obviously there's many places which are blessed by Gurumche, where Gurumche practice, where there's like footprints of Gurumche and so forth. And in relation to the Bhagavan Buddha Shakyamuni, we have obviously the famous places where he reached enlightenment, like Bodh Gaya, then other places, Varanasi, and a multitude of other places in India, Nepal, and so forth. So today again, it's the 8th day, a very special day, and then in 2 days, there will be on Monday, is the Gurumche day, so the 10th day of Sakadava. So that's a very special day, and it's a good day to do a tsokor, an extensive feast offering. Generally, every month on the 10th day, on Gurumche day, there is a tsokor, or the tsok is conducted, feast offering. But now, particular in this day on the Sakadava, next Monday on the 10th on Gurumche day, there is going to be a very extensive tsokor in our monastery in Tsopema. So now I would like to continue where we stopped last time, a week ago. So in relation to Guru Mukhi, we can talk about Guru Yogas, and among many different Guru Yogas, this is a particular text here which we are looking at. It is the Guru Yoga of Guru Mukhi in relation to the seven-line prayer. So Rumchi would like to continue here in this text. So the last time Rimchi was briefly also telling us the source of the seven line prayer and the historic connection in which the seven line prayer arose. So, and as I mentioned, says Rumchi last time, there's also a famous commentary on the seven-line prayer by Mipham Rumchi himself, the one also who composed this text, which we're looking at. And there is an outer, inner, and a secret approach or explanation of the seven-line prayer. And Rumchi would like to say a few words out of this commentary in relation to the outer approach. So the seven line prayer, so it's a famous seven line prayer. We have seven lines. So the first line starts with Hong Urgin Yurgin Nubjan Tsang in the northwest of the land of Odiana. So it says here in this commentary of Mipham Rumchi, and in fact it's quoting its the own Vajra speech of Guru Mukhi. So in other words, whatever Guru Mukhi uttered or said is directly a Vajra speech. So he says himself that I arose out of a spontaneously arising lotus, blessed by the enlightened intent of the Dharmakaya Buddha Amitabha. So out of the Dharmakaya Buddha Amitabha arose the unobstructed clarity of the Sambhogakaya Avalokiteshvara. And on the enlightened intent and speech of Sambhogakaya Avalokiteshvara as the quintessence of all the Dakinis and all the Viras, the heroes, Guru Mukhi is nothing else than the quintessence, the incomparable quintessence of all the Buddhas of the three times and the ten directions. As the great quintessence of Buddha Samantabhadra, or also Buddha Vajradhara, arising in essence as a Nirmanakaya, as a Nirmanakaya is Guru Mukhi. So we have the Dharmakaya Amitabha. Out of the enlightened intent of him arose the Sambhogakaya Avalokiteshvara, and then as the quintessence of all the Buddhas of the three times, the essence of Samantabhadra and Vajradhara, Guru Mukhi arose, endowed with a great potential, endowed with a profound method to guide and tame sentient beings with various and manifold activities according to the individual needs and hope of sentient beings. So that's the quintessence of the Nirmanakaya Guru Mukhi.
Tegu mudong jin ji jin ro la shi da de ba yun gi gu ba yun gi mi ba yun gi da de de be de ba de mu shu da bo yun gi da jin zu ge de ni ro wa tam jie la de san ji yin we de ni kong ngor mo ji kong da ni da san ji tam jie tu ji me ba ma de na ya san ji yin de de tu ji ni ro wa de ni kam so bi ko ro se bi tam jie ma ze ma dong ji ba de la
And third it says, for all sentient beings, whoever has a deep respect, devotion, reverence for Guru Mukhi, for all the sentient beings who can seem as the quintessence of all the Buddhas, embodied as an embodiment of Guru Mukhi, for all these beings, Guru Mukhi will abide till the end of samsara. So the next point is how Guru Mukhi, how his activity are particularly spread and activated for the sentient beings in our realm. Generally, we can say that Guru Mukhi has countless enlightened activities which appear in all the pure realms as well as in the 3,000-fold universe, but then particularly also in our world. Even though there is countless emanations of Guru Mukhi, countless enlightened activities. So what is the exact manner how we enact his enlightened activity in our world for us sentient beings?
Yogi Hong, he be deity, to them the Yakone, then it did Hong the Tambo, Tambo Tesene, Toma Tesene, then a radio of a rabbi, Flojo, then Zambling the last, then I told the Lord Zambana said, well, Lord Zambana said the cousin, radio of a rabbi, Flojo, you were in the sun, then the Lord Zambling, then this, then your drove last of the number, Eon the Tane. Yene, yena jeda dhimbi kyu ter ming dhira gata dana kohya asi. Dana kohya asi sabi. Nam kuen chodin, chungpa nyi, yengi tsumi rangzo le, tumungi, ta, simdi tumungi nangola, dhini, yang, pusam sopa dhini, yendi, tumi, shubwa tela, dhini, medo pe misar, kuyandu yubu usos, ta, dhi, oji, gada yendi, nabjansams, dhi, son, yubu uso,
So again, if we look a little bit more detailed on the first line, home in the northwest of the land of Udyana. So the first syllable, even hong is the self-arising letter, which arises as the enlightened intent and the enlightened intent of Guru Mache as the syllable hong. So it is the first utterance of Guru Mache. It is that which is completely unstained, and it's arising in the south, in the southern continent, Lord Sambuling, as it's called. So that's our world, in fact, and endowed with all the pure realms. So it says it's the pure realm, which is primordially pure. It's a place, abiding place, of all the Vidyadharas and the Dakinis. And particularly here, we talk about the northwest, Nupchang. So it's a place which is completely self-arising, unstained, and pure. In there, in the northwest, Grumji rose in this pure lake, Dhanakoja, which is that which is completely pure, the highest, which is completely pure, which is nothing else than shunyata itself, emptiness. And out of that, as the self-arising embodiment for the auspiciousness of all sentient beings, Guru Mache arose mid in this lake in the center of a lotus.
Medo payment sata, medo mambo you get a medo sar chesal you be tea uso, tat da getini, medo payment, mambo you be tea nane, that medo short chipa, medo payment short chipetini, payma, londaptan, kesal di onso, zipes, tumbo le, that end of the medo payment kesal tumbo le, yihing an twenty kado, re. Kado rengar yeba rengar sarve tene medo ngaye yeba tiye nane medo uma uso da tene pema reng ma bu tiye teva las pema kesa dungbo las etate pema kesa dungbo las etate teva la tene tuson gerva ramjam jese Tusu Java Ramdemji, Sama Sumji Chilap, Tene Yundin Tamji, Yaki Say a number. Kito Dune, Tene Java and Sintum Barji, Sita, Java is above me, she was a Sandy above me. Sintum Barji Tuka Sami, Saba Maber Mojindu, Kahi Perji Pavel, Letamba Tennis Nadin was a Japumba the Jeba.
So then the first line bring together with the second line, Pema Kesar Dombola in the heart of a lotus flower, in the pollen bed of a lotus flower. So among all the many flowers which were rising there, we talk about the supreme unstained lotus flower, which was there in the center. And in the center of this supreme unstained lotus flower, in the center of a pollen bed, which is completely pure and arising as the five colors of the primordial wisdoms. In the center of this is the completely unstained redness of the lotus flower, and within that arose the essence of the three times endowed with the three secrets and blessed with all the enlightened qualities, arose the silver wreath, which is nothing else than the essence of Buddha Amitabha. Out of that, of the enlightened essence of his heart, he arose as the pure manifestation. So I have to just clarify a few things here. So in the center of this lotus, in the center of the rising of these five primordial wisdoms, when the time came to tame sentient beings and to enter in activities for sentient beings, so it arose in the center of this lotus amongst a shower of flowers which were rising. It was the whole scenario of a completely pure realm where Adakas and Dakinis were singing Vajra songs and conducting Vajra dances. In a manifest display, Gurumji descended in the center of this lotus and rose as this incomparable great Vidyadhara, knowledge holder, or Vidyadhara, endowed with all the great qualities, undescribable.
Dani chimbo, Tetabu Dani, Tayendi, something much about the Dani chimbo tenor, Tumongi,
So then the third line, Yansen Chogi Ngodrob Nye, endowed with the most marvelous attainments. So Gurumche, which is famously known as the second Buddha or Gurumche, and this is encountered in many instructions of the long transmission, the karma, as well as in many termas. It's in many formative scriptures, as well as based on many logical reasonings. So in that, one should have like a deep faith and trust that Gurumche is the embodiment of undescribable, countless enlightened activities and qualities, particular qualities. And that Gurumche is appearing not in a common sense or as an ordinary being, that Gurumche is primordially, since primordial time, completely awakened to Buddhahood, henceforth endowed with the most marvelous attainments. Particularly here is meant attainments are the siddhis from the common and uncommon, particularly the uncommon siddhis that he's since beginningless time in the unified essence of a Buddha Vajradhara, the primordial protector, and henceforth he's known as Pema Chungne, the one which arose from a lotus or the lotus born. Pema Chungne Shesodraja. So then the next line, Pema Chungne Shesodraja, you are renowned as the lotus born, henceforth Pema Chungne, renowned as the lotus born, endowed and surrounded with a countless assembly, the essence. And we should recognize that Gurumche is the ultimate refuge. So until at this point, it's the identification and the recognition of this ultimate object of the supplication. Lo so.
Ta te ta we ge de chebe chebe na ne chebe jo de ba chebe chen jo da e chen bo ri ta chen be na ne de chebe chen jo de chen be na ne jo de ba ta re guan zin bi re guan zin be na ne jia ta jia bo ta de la ta ko de Pawan Khandu Khorsi Dukata, Pawan Khandu Sayada Khasa, Sanghaji Dursa, Tani Chepal Jin, Tani Pawadang, Tani Khandu, Chang Meba, Samji Machape, Tam Mambu Korba Pena, Tarji Kambu Khasa Wadar, Yogyans, Tari Yogi Wadar, Korda Pawan Khandu Khorsi.
So, from all the great one, he's the greatest. So, the one who is endowed with the greatest qualities. And from all the knowledge holder, from all the Vidyadharas, he's the king of all the Vidyadharas. Henceforth, he's surrounded by many hosts of Dakinis, by many countless Dakinis and Viras and Dakinis, which is the essence of the knowledge holders of the secret Vajrayana. So that's the quality of Gurumche.
Ota te tuna tundo karisa ta tanda kor da pao ngado kor sia te sanga duza pao da kando sia tundo karisa ta tawa som lama yada kando te nangim bata 담진 잠조 다 마찬가지 매 바지도 다 거기 상하게 단다 둘다 제발 진수야 돼 바원 가로 담에 버거셔야 돼 동도 가서 다 자선 담진 잠조 마찬가지 매 바 되는 거 그건 남겨요 다 대답은 거기다 바원 가로 거셔야 돼 대답은 거기다 남겨 그는 조이 시간도 지금아 로발 만대편 아서 조다 좀걸 탐에 대고 저도 이거 조어서
So these two lines. You are renowned as a lotus born, surrounded by many hosts of Dakinis. So that's the is actually the quintessence of the object of the supplication. So when we say that Gurumji is surrounded by a countless assembly of Dakas and Dakinis, they are the guides to tame all sentient beings. In essence, it's nothing else than the three roots, Lama, Yidam, Dakini, as well as the Dharmapalas, a notion of this whole retinue which is completely arising. And it's important that this whole retinue of Gurumji is nothing else than the play or the display of a primordial wisdom. In other words, the whole retinue of these countless Dakas and Dakinis is not separate from the main figure, from Gurumji himself. It's by nature inseparable from him. So this should be, again, recognized as the ultimate object of the supplication. So?
Okay.
So this up to this place, to surrounded by many hosts of Dakinis, to this line, Kordukandra Mambukor. So this is, as said before, it is the object of the supplication. And now if we ask, how do we actually do the supplication? So that's the next line then. Following in your footsteps, Kigichi Sudadrubki. So, and how do we follow this Grumjin, his whole retinue? It is based on that deep faith. And we have, as you know, in the text, we talk about three different kinds of faith, pure faith, longing faith, and trusting faith. So we need deeply motivated faith in our mind, in our one-pointed mind. And based on that, without following other discursive thinking or other thoughts, merely with this concept of a deep faith, pure faith, trusting faith, and faith of longing, we supplicate Gurumche, we do prostrations and so forth. By knowing and recognizing the qualities of Gurumche and the undeceiving qualities which are embodied in Gurumche, we acknowledge through our deep faith, through our pure faith, longing faith, and trusting faith. Having no other concept, not being distracted by other worldly thought, one pointedly in the strength of our mind, we supplicate Gurumche. So when we say I follow in your footsteps, follow, that's literally means like I accomplish or I endeavor in your footstep. So it's actually, we should have here the contemplation, it's not just about me, it's about me and all other countless sentient beings who follow based on these three kinds of faith in the footsteps of Gurumje. What's up?
Jumse Tinas That Chij Dadops, the Dagins in the Chij Dagins in the Dubais, then Jumse Tina Tam Mulava, Lua Mangig and Gumbo. The two then it took it same, maybe Langi Imba to Tata Nido, to Tanda Nido, Donga Sombi, the Jansor Chamber. Dada Danda Simjinam Yavar Madarwa Tene Ko Song Totananda, To Song Kosanada Kedan Dinoda, Dina To Song Kolanda, To Song Kui, Sama Samjin Machap Jinji Jinji Sata, To Kosong Togi, Sama Samjin Machap, Jilak Jinji Jinji is Bena. Jala send your to Tabata Tars Pena Jala
Pekar Jizo
Jala send your to Tabba.
So the reason we follow in the footsteps of Gurumche, as I said, not just me, the notion of all the countless sentient beings, by recognizing Gurumche as the undeceiving highest protector, who is endowed with countless loving kindness for all sentient beings wandering in the ocean of samsara, of the three sufferings. And Gurumche is blessing all countless sentient beings with his countless three secrets of enlightened body, speech, and mind, or as it's here in this commentary, of enlightened mind, speech, and body, for the sake of all countless sentient beings, and through this being transformed, just like transforming something into gold, as is also mentioned in the Bodhichayavatara.
Change it love share the last, change it love to share the source. Tang my party last over. Tarang yin get in it up. kripa kui shingam kana yu yu narwa, chi kawa yu yu naya, yun tuki chimbu kui tsar tiye, nen dala, yun ma, ta xeg su hosi, pero chi sega, ta xeg su hosi. Tienje na su, gar jine pe kuwa sana, tienje na ya, tienab na ya, pero chi isi.
So then the last line, Chinji Lobjir Shiksu Sol. So I pray to you, come and bless me with your grace. So again here, not just me, but me and all countless sentient beings, all our deep hope is in this single refuge of Gurumji. So come here and bless us with, bless our body, speech and mind with your enlightened activity of your enlightened body, speech and mind. Come to this place and bless us and shelter us from all the suffering. So come and bless me with your grace. Come means where all the manifestations of Gurumji abide in Naya Padri, wherever there's a pure realms of Nirmanakaya where Gurumji dwells, out of your great compassion, please come here. And the reason why you come, please bless our mind stream, our body, speech, and mind. So this last line, I pray to you, come and bless me with your grace. So that's an urge to Gurumji to come and to actually bless us, all these countless sentient beings. And then this is also, again, further through this mantra, Guru Pema Siddhi Hum, which is also in essence this mantra, the blessing of Gurumji. In fact, it's the same meaning to bless us. So if we look at the mantra, Guru Pema Siddhi Hum, so in essence, the Guru, in Tibetan it's called Lama, is the person who is endowed with great unsurpassable qualities, who is carrying the responsibility of all these unsurpassed qualities. Independent Lama has also the connotation of somebody who is unsurpassed. Then Pema, that's the name of the first part of Gurumji's name, of Pema Chungne, the lotus. Siddhi is the spiritual accomplishment, the common and the uncommon siddhis. And then Hung here means, again, bless me. It's the urge to bless me.
That's all. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So again, if we look at the cities or the spiritual accomplishment, we talk about the common and the uncommon cities. The common cities are accomplishments like clairvoyance or other, so to say, magical abilities, which sometimes siddhas or mahasiddhas get, for example, like flying through the sky, go through solid matter, and so forth. The uncommon siddhi is the recognition of the essence or the nature of our mind, which is nothing else than the realization of a Mahamudra or Dzogchen. So if we summarize, we can summarize the seven lines of the seven-line prayer. The first line is in the northwest of the land of Udyana. We saw basically where Guru Maharaj arose, the circumstance and in which he arose. And the second line is how Guru Maharaj appeared in this heart of a lotus flower. The third is a description of the special qualities, the unsurpassed qualities of Guru Maharaj. The fourth line is the specific name, how Guru Maharaj is renowned as a Pema Chuni, as the lotus born. The fifth is the object of this supplication or the enlightened activities of Guru Maharaj, the display of his unceasing compassion for the sake of sentient being. The sixth is the way how we accomplish it and following his footsteps. And then the seventh, the request to bless, to come here and to bless us. So this was a brief and an outer approach of understanding the seven-line prayer of Guru Maharaj. And then generally now we are also in the process of of accumulating the Bhaja Guru mantra, Guru Maharaj's mantra. And Guru Maharaj would like to say a few words to that. So if we look at the mantra Om Mahung Benzo Guru Pema Siddhi Hung, there is a famous commentary, actually a Therman and commentary by a Karma Lingpa, which describes the benefit. It's like a commentary based upon the actual words. syllables and words. So, and the occasion or the circumstance how this arose is after Khandrayishi Tsogyal offered an outer, inner, and secret mandala, she requested from Guru Rinpoche instructions on the significance of this mantra. So it's quite extensive, actually, this commentary on the benefit and the commentary. So Rinpoche will essentialize this. So it was based upon the specific request of Khandrayishi Tsogyal that during the practice and the sadhana method of accomplishment of Kurumje, solely based on the meaning of the mantra, so that was the request, and also with the scope for the benefit of future generations of sentient beings. So Guru Rinpoche said, indeed, this is a very true request which you pose here, Khandrayishi Tsogyal, and particularly for the future generations, for sentient beings who might not have such sharp faculties. It's shown here in this commentary then the temporary as well as the ultimate benefit of this mantra. So
sāyāṃ gōnā wādā, tādā sāyāṃ dōhā rā wā, sāmbdō sīdō sāndō, sāyāṃ dōhā rā sō bā. Tā tēndē rā tēnī, ngā guā, tāṃcē rā tēn bā, tā ngā guā sīyā rā gārē rī gōsā tāṃcē gō rā, tēnī gēlūṃ rā dōmbā tēn gō, gēlūṃ rā tēn dōmbā tēn bā. Tā jīwō pārpā yā na, tēnī tēpā gō rī, tēpā tēn bā, sāngā gā rā tēpā yō bā, tā ngō rā mōchī tēpā yō bā. Tā sāngā tēpā nā ngurumbu tēpā chīgirwa, ngurumbu tēpā nā sāngā tēpā chīgirwa, tā tē chēpā mīdhruwa tēngi, jīwa tēpā chī. Tēnī pēmī yā na pēmī tsēndī, tsēndī tēmbā lā sōpa nām jī, tēnī sēmjī jā chīmbī ngā nē, tā sēmjī jāngchū sēmjī rwa, jāngchū sēmjī jā chīmbī ngā nē, tēnī dī yā tēnī, bēdāng gurum dī yā tā jā, tōng, chēng, bōm, sēvā, tā tōng sō lā sōpa tā, jīndrā, Jindrap dhe guris, jindrap dhe bhashas.
So, Gurum said, among the many practices, practices of which are based on Gurumche, and all the many quintessential instructions, even though many are hidden and rediscovered in future, based on rediscovered treasures from earth treasures, water treasures, treasures from cliffs and rocks, or even sky treasures. They are rediscovered by karmic, by coming together of the auspiciousness and the dependent arising of the ones who have the karma to meet this. Even though this is the case that these tamas will arise, Gurum said in future it will be difficult to practice the essence of all these instructions for common sentient beings, particularly because their merit is weak. And so henceforth the quintessence is subsumed in the essence of this mantra, of Gurumche mantras, of his mantra, on the Bansa Guru mantra, which was blessed on specific places. And it should be recited in certain places where the places are blessed by themselves. For example, also in power places or monasteries. Monasteries, generally, it's a place which is in solitude or a place which is remote, in a certain distance away from villages. In other words, on places which are conducive for practice. It could also be on mountaintops or close to great rivers. But then there are also places where there can certain obstacles and disruptions can arise due to a certain arising of spirits and demons and so forth. So it is important to engage in a proper way in the practice of the recitation of these mantras for mantrikas or nakpas. It's important to uphold their samayas for ordained, like bhikshus or gelongs. It's important to keep their vows. And for general beings, it's important to generally just have faith, a longing, a deep faith in Gurumche and in his dharma. So all beings, be it men or women, with a pure motivation and the outlook of a bodhisattva, we should recite the essence of his mantra 100 times, 1,000, 100,000 times, up to 1,000,000 times.
Peyun nipa samji majabs. Karasana de yucho te tamji de ne mugi tsung somda. Tane mantra jaya. Tane lodo shiga lo niba. Te maimba ta te ngimba. Tane chundra ngimba. Tane yungto chundra ngimba te ngimba. Tā kārā yuwa tē tāṁ jē tō tō bā. Tēne chārchūṁ bēm sī, chārpa tā tō tī, tā xīngā lā sō bā tā tō tī, chārchū gō rō, chārchū chūsūṁ bā bā tā. Tēne lō lī bā tā. Tēne yō shō lā, tā xī bā, njū bā tā. Tēne tsēn tā tā, tsē sī mā, bā tō gā tā yā sōm tā. Tēne rā pī na ngū, ngū sī, nē kā sā. Njatsoba, Gurubachi, Ngus. Njena dini, Nyam gato dini, Nyam nang gato dini, Njatsoba, Njatsoba. Tama naya dini, Malam di kapsa dini, Ya Njatsoba, Njatsoba. Ta dini gaji, Dini rinpe rinpe la, Salam rinpa yi dini, Ya zho dini, Dini ngayab lang dini, 가서 산도 빠르게 올 때, 뒤에 대야라, 초부 대야라, 산도 빠르게 소라려야, 된 로또 받아, 다 대성자는 미스.
In this text, like undescribable benefit is described upon reciting this mantra of Gurumji. It's some of the benefits is that the place where we practice this is blessed, that it averts certain conditions. It averts famine, hunger, war, and discord. It provides proper crop, it provides the rain which is necessary for all the fruits and crops to grow. All the auspicious signs are coming together, not only now, but also for future lives and for the bardo in between. And it said that at best, for the best practitioner, we will be able to directly encounter Gurumji right away in this life. For a medium, at least upon remembering, will be blessed by the blessing of Gurumji. And for the individual with last, the lowest faculty, at least we'll have dreams of Gurumji. So beside averting all the negative conditions, these are the positive qualities which we can have upon reciting his mantras. And we should have no doubt that then gradually, stage by stage, we'll progress on the path and be directly behold his face in the pure realm of Gurumji of Ngayap or Sangdopari, the copper column mountain. So we should have no doubt in that.
That's all. Oh yeah, that then the Tarang Peyondre Mambo Song, that's the Mambo Kye Magawati. That then the Yanjan, that then the Vatini Peyong. Chimbo Yungin Bezan Gurti Tendeina, Tam Bezan Gurti, Candidate, Tikuran, Tigdila, Nerevati, Tigdil, and that car is, Yang Yanja, yeah, into that Gandhiwari is.
So again, in his text, there's many, many more benefits which are related to the mantra and the recitation of the mantra, which Rumchi will not go into too much details. But now, then there was the direct request. What is the actual significance of the mantra itself and the syllables of the mantra?
Benzan Gurse Nimbo Tena, Tangati Winimbo Maris, Gurumbati Nati Winimbo Maris, Dingade. Yadam Judy Yeserta, Judy Yetan, and I'm going to get at it, Judy Ye. Tinti Waterba Go, Judy Pumbo Jede Yetown. That tell us about Tom Yeager so Nimbo is.
So upon first Gurumji was explaining the benefits in this terma, and then upon the further request of Yeshe Tsogyal to expound the meaning of the Bazaguru mantra, Gurumji said, oh, daughter or girl of a noble family, Yeshe Tsogyal. So the Bazaguru mantra, the essence of the Gurumji mantra, it is not just one single essence based on Gurumji. It is the single life force, the single quintessence of all the idams of the four tantra classes, the general four tantra classes which we talk. It is the life force and single essence of all the nine vehicles and the quintessence of all the 84,000 dharmas.
Then the Nimbon the Davarchis, Sanga Davarchis, then the Ban Davarchis, then the Bazango the Nevata, Duata Dangato, the Sola Kogi, Colo, Bazanguru, Colo, Korea, Tat, and then Bazanguru, Tatio Javala, Sobata, Yorata, and Suchis, Davarchi, Davarchis, Mount Sinjin on a Timber Chis, māṅba sīmjī tāṅbī rā tīn tāsō tā nīṅbō ndē sīmjī yendā lā yā tīn pā tīn sī, lop sī tā o māṅba sā gā pē mā sī tā o sī.
So, listen well to this reason which I expound and keep it in your mind. So, this essence mantra of Gurumji, based on his commentary which is given, it should be spread extensively. It can be put in prayer wheels, put on prayer flags, and for future generations and sentient beings, they should rely on the essence of these mantras, of the essence of the mantra Om Ahom Panza Guru Pema Siddhi Ho.
Om Ahom Siddhi Ho Song Tok Di Nyingbo Yin Su, Om Ahom Ko Song Tok Di Nyingbo Cho, Nyingbo Cho Di Ba. Da Ngurum Bo Chisana, Da Ngurum Bo Ko Sanje Tam Ji Di Ba So Di Da, Sanje Tam Ji Ki Di Ba, Da Ngurum Bo Chisana, Da Sanje Tam Ji Ki Sena, Da Kaan Da, Di Di Ko,
So the first three syllables, Om Ahong, it is the single highest essence of all the three kayas. Gurumji himself being the essence of all the Buddhas of the three times. It is the quintessence of enlightened body, speech and mind, or henceforth here the three kayas.
Bandhas, Om Ahong, Bandhas, yeah, the Tangato Java Renga Yvatianane, Tene Doji Reki Ningbo. Ngorode, Benzang Gorote Ngorodena, Renji Reki Ningbo. Pema te, Pema Reki Ningbo. Mambezang Gor Pema. Sede de, Lede Reki Ningbo. Chodjava Yinis.
So in one way of looking at it, the next four syllable words like Benza, Guru, Pema Siddhi. So it relates to the Buddha families. Among the five Buddha families, Benza or Vajra is the Vajra family. Then the Guru is the Ratna family. Pema is the Pema or Lotus family. And Siddhi is the Karma family.
Da Hong De. Om Ahom Bezang Guru Pema Siddhi Hong Siyade Ta Devarikipa Rik Tham Jigda Ningbo Shiva Rik Tham Jig Ningbo Chod Chiba Yins Tena Jigdu Diba Rik Tham Jig Jigdu Diba Ningbo De Hong De.
So the Hong is the quintessence of all the families of the Sugatas, the Bliss Gone Ones. In quintessence is the syllable Hong. So again, there's a much more actually in this commentary. So in essence, as mentioned before, we should have the clear view that this essence mantra is the quintessence of all the four tantras, the nine vehicles, the 84,000 categories of instructions. So, if we look at it, for example, from the perspective of the nine vehicles, then the syllable Hong represents Ati Yoga or Dzogchen Ati Yoga. Great perfection.
That then I debate that the Mama Song, the religion of the Niji, the Jaki, the Monga, the Tadola, the Tari, and the Sota, the Niji, Yihin, the Niji.
So then there's a long section in his commentary how the five disturbing emotions or the five kleshas, how they relate or in essence are nothing else than the five primordial wisdoms or jnanas. So, in this respect, in relation to five primordial wisdoms, or Yeshe in Tibetan, we could see this mantra, Om Ahung Benza Guru Pema Siddhi Hung, again, Om Ahung, relates to the three kayas, the Dharma kaya, Sambhoga kaya, Niyamana kaya. Then Benza, or Vajra, is the mirror-like primordial wisdom. Guru is the primordial wisdom of equality, the fact that we accomplish this. Pema is the individually discriminative primordial wisdom. Siddhi is the all-accomplishing primordial wisdom. And then the last syllable, Hung, is the highest, the subtotal or the quintessence of all these primordial wisdoms. So generally we can look upon the pure, complete pure insight of a Buddha or the primordial wisdoms of a Buddha, which are basically categorized into two at the first step, which is the primordial wisdom, which recognizing all phenomena as they are in the primordial mode of abiding, so the essence of all phenomena, and the primordial wisdom, which knows the variety of all the manifold phenomena. And then from this arise the five primordial wisdoms, which you just named, mirror-like, equality, and so forth, which, as we saw here, is summarized or essentialized in the Banza Guru mantra. So when we said that the Buddha's all insight or omniscience is categorized into these two kinds of jnanas or primordial wisdom, the primordial wisdom which knows the true mode of abiding of all phenomena, and the other one which knows the manifold phenomena by themselves. So the first one, the primordial wisdom which knows the true mode of the abiding mode of all phenomena, this is, if we correlate this to the five primordial wisdoms, this correlates to the Dharma Dhatu primordial wisdom as one, it correlates to the mirror-like primordial wisdom, and it correlates to the primordial wisdom of equality. So these three together are essentialized in the primordial wisdom of a Buddha, which recognizes the true mode of abiding of all phenomena. And then the other one, the second, the primordial wisdom, which knows the variety or the manifold appearances, is actually spread in relation to the five primordial wisdoms. There belongs the individually discerning primordial wisdom, sosotope yeshe, as well as the all-accomplishing primordial wisdom. So that's good to know. To know the omniscience of a Buddha, which is characterized by these two wisdom, the primordial wisdom, which knows the true mode of abiding of all phenomena, as well as the variety of all phenomena, which then spreads further into these five primordial wisdoms. And as we just saw, the five primordial wisdoms are essentialized in this mantra here, in the Om Ahum Benzo Guru Pema Siddhi Hung. So this was a very pithy, essential commentary on the benefit as well as the meaning of the Bazo Guru mantra. So henceforth, as was said in his term of Karmalingpa, that based on the Vajra speech of Gurumje, this mantra, Om Ahum Benzo Guru Pema Siddhi Hung, we can recite it individually, but we can also write it. We can write it or even ingrain it in stone, as they do in Tibet. We can write it on paper, on textile, and then use it as a prayer flags. So it is the essence of all, the Buddha's enlightened activities. And there is countless benefit to this. And individually, for individual practice, the main point is motivation and samadhi, deep meditative equipoise or insight. So the motivation should be the bodhicitta, the enlightened mind. And samadhi here means an undistracted mind, a one-pointed, undistracted mind. So that's the way how we should engage in all recitation or spreading of this Vajra Guru mantra, an undistracted, one-pointed mind which is motivated by the enlightened altruistic mind. And if we then recite the mantra, we write it somewhere, we make copies of it, or whatever we do, it is of a countless benefit, as is directly reported by Gurumje, and we should have unfailing trust in that.
Long
if we take, for example, a prayer flag which is written, the mantra of Gurumji mantra, a prayer flag, it is carried by the wind. And the wind goes everywhere, or wind pervades everywhere in space. And sentient beings, they are in space. I mean, space is pervaded by sentient beings. Through this, the suffering, and particularly the suffering of falling in the lower realms, sentient beings are freed of that. So there's so much benefit to this mantra, like limitless benefit. I will not be able today to go in all the details.
Oh yeah, that time was then Zambia. Then that the students from the development of the time was long to be read that the Nana then got changed over the students from the gym, Mazan Gorita, the Chipayo down the
So Rinpoche would then conclude for today's teaching. So we have now based together with the instruction from last time, Rinpoche gave the reading transmission, the long. Then he was explaining some part of the sadhana, particularly then also today, the meaning of the seven-line prayer. And then in relation to the mantra, the benefit of the recitation of the mantra, as well as some commentary on based in its essence on the syllable of the mantra. And then the rest is actually, which we have all in English, the text, which is basically the same manner or the same procedure like other practices or sadhanas, which people quite naturally will understand. So Ontramja himself is that I have a very great faith and devotion in Gurumji. I might not be able to accumulate a lot of recitation, but I have a deep devotion in Gurumji. So there's also a reason for me why I have so deep devotion and trust in Gurumji. Before a time when I was still living in Tibet, and when the time came that we have to escape Tibet due to certain conditions, as you all know, based on the Red Army, it was really my refuge was really in Gurumji. In fact, on our escape, when we were escaping from Tibet, there were five different occasions where the group where I was escaping, we were attacked by soldiers from the Red Army. In fact, not one or two soldiers, sometimes there were hundreds actually. And at some instances, they would shoot. It was like a hailstorm of, they would shoot their rifles and guns, military arms. And it was like a hailstorm on us. And the only thing I could remember at that time was out of a deep motion of my heart, deep devotion, faith and trust, and a single supplication in Gurumji. That was the only hope. If we would die, there would be nothing we could do. But apparently, I was very much protected, and this gave me this unfailing faith and devotion in Gurumji. So they were able to escape then, to escape this great calamity, this danger. And as long as they would just recite, Gurum Ji Kien, pay heed of me or know me. And with these words, the Rinpoche was escaping.
That did it.
So that's this. So now sometimes maybe I don't remember Gurumji. At that time, obviously, he was so present in the mind in his danger. So Rinpoche will conclude. Rinpoche concludes the teaching like this for today.
Oh yeah, that's how malo. Tani ni tay dili la yanja. That tay dili is two cheers.
So again, I would like to say again, like tashi dele to everybody, and thank you so much.
Should we go away?
Can I say some words? So as you all know that starting from the first day of Sagadawa, we started the 100 million Vajra Guru mantra recitation, and all over, from all over the world, people or devotees have shown great interest in being part of this worldwide 100 million Vajra Guru mantra recitation. And I would just like to share some of the figures or tallies that we have so far collected from North America, Malaysia, Singapore, and India, Bhutan, Tibet, and Nepal. And from Europe, we have yet not received the tally so far, but I hope that we will receive it at the end of the day or maybe by tomorrow. So from North America, we have total the tally, the total tally for up till now is 679,529 mantras, and from Malaysia, the tally is 108,000. And from Singapore, it's 111,490 mantras. And from India, Bhutan, Tibet, Nepal, collectively, it's around 1 million. So total, we have the total mantra that we have so far accumulated is around 12 million, around between 11 to 12 million. And this is a rough tally, but by tomorrow on the link of North America, Malaysia, Singapore, and Europe, we will have the exact figure that we have accumulated so far. So this is just just an information that I thought I would share with you, since we are all part of this worldwide Vajraguru mantra recitation. And as Rinpoche already mentioned, the benefit of Vajraguru mantra. And so I hope in the coming days, we will be more diligent and exert ourselves in reciting Vajraguru mantra. You know, the first thing we wake up in the morning, we start doing Vajraguru mantra. And whenever we find time in between, recite and accumulate the Vajraguru mantra. And I'm not using a mala. I'm using this counter. So it's very easy. Om Om Jagat Guru, 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 Om Jagat Guru. Yeah. So here, you know, we are trying to achieve this number of 100 million. So for that, then when we are walking, when we are sitting, you know, whenever our speech is free, then you know, this is the time to recite the mantra and accumulate Vajraguru mantra recitation. Unlike other practices where we sit down and then we try to visualize Guru Rinpoche in front of us, and then with the seed syllable at the heart center and surrounded by Vajraguru mantra, and so on and so on. Of course, that is also part of the practice. But here, the tradition that how we do 100 million recitation is engage our speech, if not possible, 12 hours, but for 6 hours, for 5 hours, or for 4 hours, recite Vajraguru mantra as much as you can. Yeah. So if you sit and if you try to visualize all the all the visualization and recite mantra, then I don't think we will be able to achieve the 100 million number. So here the idea is to make our speech one with Vajraguru mantra for how much duration that we can. So thank you all for actually I don't have to thank you. Why should I thank you? Because with Vajraguru mantra, you all are accumulating the merit. It's not like you are depositing some kind of money that that will benefit us alone. Of course, with you taking part in this worldwide Vajraguru mantra recitation, and when we achieve the target of 100 million Vajraguru mantra, then it would be same, you receiving the merit of reciting 100 million Vajraguru mantra recitation. So I don't think I have to thank you for that, but I rejoice in all of you taking part in it, and I hope you will share this with your friends, and then start reciting Vajraguru mantra as much as possible. Thank you.
All right, so dedication, page 8 of the prayer booklet. Namo Chochu Dusum Dechen Chom Dende Lama Yidam Chom Sum Sedan Che Zindu Dong Ye Garwa Ram Jam Kun Tamche Senchin Dala Gong Su Se Dende Dakshan Ganyam Tamche Ki Lunya Yisum Geche Ge Wele Dusum Sape Ge Wa Jin He Dong Dune Yo Pe Ge Wa Dlin He Nam Yute Jon Chu Chen Po Yin Su Nyo Seche garwe gomba tashine. Deshe namki gomba nyuzo sho. Ridro kolo tape sachenya. Dezin zepe trinle tashine. Jigden dezin drokun chola sho. Najo gechu baji jo washo. Yudru korwe dunya kunjane. Namken zompe sangen yun tosho. Yuken tendre mejum lekepe. Kewe sawa sape tutene. Kowar nepe dusum semchenam. Rangri dongi gompa nyun jurne. Kunzan chope yeshe sakunzo, vidha chogi londu ne jushin, jado mime duje cho yushin. Modan sampe choki chalnizin, duja doje sumdu minjene, kunzan yampe longdu sangyesho, Siddhi duje mita tampeche. Jungye kamkun rinye zinduzo. Bador orgyen lame kushene. Zangye dretse sorgyur semchemkun. Kacho nesu keshikyo pancho. Yeshe rangdan drupadu maye. Tuja yurkun minchin rojurne, lame dongi drebu tu parshu.
Namo, Bhagavan Suvitas in the 10 directions and the 3 times, Gurus, Jidam and 3 jewels, all infinite victors, as many of the grain of dust in the field, all of you please and pay, listen and pay to me. From now on, as much virtue as a virtuous action performed by mind, novice, body, speech, and mind, equal to space, accumulated throughout the 3 times and stainless virtue existing from the beginning, is dedicated together in the expanse of awakening. Having arrived at the stage of knowledge of the victors, their children, with the state of knowledge of the Sugatas is totally perfected. The great stages are pervaded by a demonstration of the wheel of knowledge and liberation. May the holders of those stages, having perfected their activities, carry happiness to the world and dharma to all migrating beings. And may yogins be satisfied with the glory of the 10 virtues. Having purified all the suffering of samsara of 6 causes, may we quickly obtain the omniscience of complete Buddhahood. Depending on the force of the accumulated roots of virtue, arising from amazing connections of cause and condition, may the sentient beings of the 3 times who exist in samsara, having actualized the ultimate knowledge of their own awareness, perfecting all stages of primordial wisdom for the conduct of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, abide in supreme space free of obscurations. Without objectifying the meaningful benefit of others, according to the capacity of disciples, the reign of Dharma falls corresponding with their interests. Having ripened disciples into the 3 Vajras, may we obtain Buddhahood in the vast dimension of Buddha Samantabhadra. In this life, the life that is conditioned, impermanent and empty, the constituents of the 5 elements are complete as the Buddha field of the 5 families. Having arisen in the form of the Guru Vodhyana in the Bardo, may all sentient beings, led by those with whom one has positive and negative connections, immediately go to the Kacharya abode. Having ripened and liberated the whole range of disciples, through many emanations, the appearances of one's own primordial wisdom, may they all obtain the unsurpassed ultimate result. A long life prayer for Driku Lohantu Rinpoche, page 20.
Choyin zamme lanso ramgepe samso mise genge kolopur pazi keyur aryatarame dendishi me rupe gatanso idam samme koncho tsunanyan
Drum yedro la tarpe sa bontun, drupten yachen de la minyarwa, yesho la madam pezapten so, namda gela jovalulechim, rime jamse non wakun lanyom, mame yongten denkyo zaptenchim, Aryatarama, Mother of the Four Orders of Noble Ones, you are the ultimate perfection of the unceasing wheel of adornment, for the three secrets of beauty and your full charm of the stainless dimension of ultimate reality. Today, please grant us a veritable festival of the accomplishment of deathlessness. Purely serving the deities of meditation and taking the three rare and precious jewels as your crown, you plant the seed of ultimate liberation in countless living beings, unwaringly raising the victory banner of practice and instruction, supreme being, excellent teacher, who beseech you to live a long life. Remain here with us, use entire effort directed toward the gathering of pristine merit, who manifest in partial loving kindness falling equally upon one and all, whose enlightened qualities are utterly immaculate, and may your stainless good deeds fill all directions to the very limits of space. Long life prayer for Lord Karma Ratna Rinpoche. Namo Guru Dakini Choying Ose Kunzan Yampe Long Domen on terin sero jenje, Nindu mun sero je yon tendru, Riksa rangju drome drovadu, Rungju gargu de chendo je ku, Mishi palden sampo shabden sur, Dundru gyan sope ma kondru tsur, Om inde chen tupte nimpode, Cheru golo niden do nyaling, Ring du jogu kundu dargishu. Namo Guru Dakini, to the spiritual master and Dakini, I bow down. The vast expanse of Samantabhadra, the radiant luminosity of the ultimate space of absolute reality, is the Lord of Uddiyana, son and lineal descendant of the primordial Buddha Amitabha. The emanation of enlightened qualities and dispels the darkness of this time of the five generations and trained disciples. Self-arisen lamp of display of pure awareness, tamer of living beings, imperishable body form, the great bliss of the nine dense mood of primordial unity, with the life force of spontaneously manifested lake spread throughout all the space and time.
What's up, man?
Sure. Bye-bye, Rinpoche. On behalf of everyone here, please keep teaching. And that was very beautiful and wonderful to hear, and great blessings. Thank you. Thank you so much. May we have many, many more teachings and your good health and long life. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Samalo tujichi tene achi gena tene sanchiba chunga
maybe you can
look at the andachi chuse to tene
you
hear nega nega sanchin chena mare de sangu.
So again, Rimche would expound his heartfelt gratitude. Can you hear me actually? So Rinpoche says, thank you again, Tuchche, to everybody.
Oh, I've got money.
And again, it would be auspicious to meet again in a week. So that would be the 15th, like on full moon day of this month.
Excellent.
So that's temporary. We're going to conclude here, and then we see how we continue afterwards.
I think that's on the paper.
That's all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rinpoche.
Okay, oh, yeah. Bye-bye. Good day. Bye. Good night.
Long life, good health. Thank you so much.
Good health to everyone.
Wonderful. Thank you.